This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening. And someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Fun fragments of wooden overcoats. Rudyard faces construction disruption in The Full Works by Alex Lynch.
I said we can bury him on Tuesday, Miss Rosencrantz. Sorry, could you say that again? We've got some work going on outside. I said outside. Outside, Miss Rosencrantz. No, I don't want you to go outside. I'm just saying... Hello? Hello? Come back, Miss Rosen... Mom! Oh, the only customer all day and I can't even hear her. What was that, Madeline? I don't know. It's building works, scaffolding, underground pipes. They've shut off the water again.
Is this necessary? You're driving my mouse to distraction.
Georgie!
Right, I've spoken to the head honcho. He said they're going to have to jack and bore the access chamber and then push around the pipes to bury the dead man under the doghouse while the scaffolders organise the cherry pickers, fix the birdcage and check the counterweight before they can even begin to think about adding the bosun's chair.
And what does the bosun have to say about that?
Well, we ask them when the drilling will stop.
And?
They don't know.
Perfect.
I kind of also got into a violent altercation with three of them. They were being sexist. They're not anymore.
Well, Madeline got catcalled the other day.
Catcalled? Who by?
A cat.
Sleazebags. Ignore them, Madeline. Don't give them the satisfaction. How's Antigone?
Sounds like business as usual.
Christ!
Hello.
I've got corpses flopping out of their coffins. My instruments are all over the floor and I've just tipped an entire vat of embalming fluid all over myself.
Why?
I didn't mean to.
Oh, good. I thought you'd gone mad.
It's the construction work. It's rattling the entire mortuary.
So you stiffs aren't stiff.
It isn't funny. Stop it!
Antigone.
I can't focus in the mortuary. I shall work up here.
Hang on. That would mean...
I'm getting Mr. Rosencrantz.
What's the purpose of all this anyway? The whole square's a construction site.
Sir, I know it's a massive undertaking, but the mayor wants the new bench installed as soon as possible.
You're his secretary. You should know about these things so you can warn us in advance.
I did, sir. I told you 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I can't remember everything that people said to me 2 weeks ago.
That's why I wrote it in your calendar.
I have a calendar.
I went out and bought you a calendar, and then I wrote in it.
Well, I can't remember everything that's written down in my calendar.
Well, that's why I also recorded our conversation on tape.
Sir, in 2 weeks, going to be doing construction work in the square outside.
Thanks for telling me, Georgie. I'm not likely to forget that in a hurry.
Good Lord, is that how I sound?
I'm Rudyard Funn, and this is my voice.
Well, is there nothing we can do?
About your voice? Maybe you could speak like this.
About the noise.
Oh, don't worry, I've got that covered. Here.
A yogurt?
It's got natural herbs and vitamins to reduce anxiety.
Does it?
Yeah. I've read it off the back of something, probably a yogurt.
Right, get out of the way.
You can't bring a body up here.
Yes, I can.
That's right. Dump it on the counter. Very attractive. Welcome to Fun Funerals. Come in, have a browse. Don't mind the decomposing post-it.
Shut up, Rudyard. I've got a splitting headache, severe dehydration, and I haven't been able to wash in days.
Nothing new there.
Rudyard.
Georgie, why didn't you stock us up on bottled water?
Don't worry, Georgie. I'll stock up on bottled water, or my name isn't Rudyard Funn. And this is my voice.
I should have my own series.
Oh, why can't the bony hand of Detra take me now?
Okay, look on the bright side. No matter how bad it gets out there, Eric's bound to be suffering just as badly.
That's a point. If we keep that in our heads, we might just about get through this.
Morning, Funns.
Georgie?
Just came by to see how you're all faring with the construction works. Deafening outside, isn't it?
We're not worried. In fact, we're so busy, we've barely noticed the drilling. Or the demolition. Or Radio 1.
How about you, Eric?
Must be very stressful with the noise, thirst, general misery.
No. Ever since we had the double glazing installed, you can barely hear a thing.
Oh.
I know this guy, Graham. He sorted us out before they all got started.
But how are you doing without water?
We've got our own reservoir.
Of course you have.
Also installed by Graham. He put our steam baths in too.
What a treasure.
I know! Tell you what, if things do get too much, I know the chief engineer working on the pipes outside.
Is it Graham?
It is, it's Graham!
Christ!
I'd be happy to ask him to halt things for a couple of hours so you lot can get some work done.
I suppose that could actually be...
No need, Chapman. We get the body and the coffin in the ground on time, regardless of our surroundings. Always swiftly learning to adopt and adapt. In fact, tell them they can be even louder. We can cope with anything.
Well, that does seem counterproductive. But okay, sure. Enjoy yourselves. Graham! You saw those two gangs from those two ways yet? I've done construction work a long time ago!
Well, I think we showed him.
I will bury you.
Right! That does it. I'm going to give those people a piece of my mind.
I would strongly advise you against that, sir.
I'll say, now look here! Our job is to prepare the deceased with dignity and integrity, and you're showing a complete lack of respect for the dead. And if you ignore me, I shall bring this matter to the highest authorities in Piffling Vale. How many of them are out there, Georgie?
12. And they're all pretty big.
Well then, that's what I'll say.
Go on then.
I have said it.
What good is it saying it to us? Go and say it to them.
Oh, I don't think I need to do that.
What?
The important thing is I got it off my chest. Gosh, I do feel better now.
There's a cement mixer outside. Why don't you go and stick your head in it?
Okay. Let's just calm down. Antigone, have a yogurt.
I don't want a sodding yogurt. Oh, for God's sake, you old bloody sodding. Shut up! There. We just needed to assert ourselves. Clearly.
Good going.
We don't need Chapman and his favours.
Do you need some more dynamite, Graham?
Pass me a yogurt, Georgie.
Sure.
Mr. Rosencrantz's arm has fallen off.
Shut up, Rudyard!
The Full Works was written by Alex Lynch and was performed by Felix Trench as Rudyard, Beth Eyre as Antigone, Tom Crowley as Eric, and Kira Baxendale as Georgie, with additional voices by Holly Campbell. The script was edited by David K. Barnes and the music composed by James Whittle. The programme was recorded at the Coach House Studio and was directed and produced by Andy Goddard and John Wakefield.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.